Salutations, salutations. My name is LA Khalil. How is everyone doing? How's your mental health? How you been feeling? I hope everyone's been safe and sound, even through this pandemic and all the craziness that's been happening around the world and around the country. My hearts and prayers are within every single one of you. Now let's get right into it. I know the government has been doing a piss poor job about just supporting and endorsing self-improvement, self-betterment through this entire crisis. I just want to talk about a little bit of what I've been doing and maybe just to, you know, get some clarity, just, you know, maybe get a few ideas for you. First off, the major one is exercise. Exercise has been a critical thing for me since like late 2019. You know, I made a conscious decision to get into the gym, you know, get into the gym and be consistent with it. And before I started going to the gym, to make sure I knew I was taking this seriously, I would go for a walk, 10-minute walk, you know, 15 the next day, be consistent with 15, then maybe go to 20, you know, and then I'd just bump it up to 30. And then I was going out for an hour walk. And then sometimes I would, as I was progressing with the walks, I bought a weight vest. I bought a weight vest, an 8-pound weight vest, and I put it on just to get me, just to, you know, present a new challenge, you know. And it showed me that I was really taking this seriously, you know. Through this entire pandemic, you know, when it first started, we were so, oh my God, toilet paper, we got to get the toilet paper. You know, we're rushing to the toilet paper and we're passing things like vitamins, you know, the gummy vitamins, you know, one a day, you know, women's health, women vitamins, men specific vitamins, you know, we're passing things, vegetables, fruits, things of that, you know, things that we can put in our system to better our system. It's not so simple, of course, you know, things are not just cheap, things are not just free and everything like that. I understand that. If you can, please go out and get those things like vitamins, like fruits and vegetables. You don't just got to go, ooh, banana. All right, I'm going to just eat the banana. No. There's ways to implement the simple things and make them really good, better than what they are. You know, I like almond spread, not peanut butter, but like, you know, Nutella and things like that. I would get almond spread, and I chop bananas, and I got me a little almond spread banana sandwich, you know. I like smoothies. I like protein smoothies. God bless. I've been able to go back to the gym on the treadmill, on all the machines. And I've been really appreciative and really blessed to get back in a groove, you know. And it's an important thing about the gym. You know, you can really find yourself. You can really build yourself. The important thing about going to the gym is that you're breaking yourself down and you're building yourself up. And, you know, to get back on the bananas and protein and smoothies, things like that, you know, I get some milk, ice, banana, peanut butter, and some protein. And I would just make a smoothie right after I get home from the gym. I just put that in and I make a smoothie. And it's really been a good supplement, you know. After you get home, you have like a 30-minute, or after you get done with the gym, you have a 30-minute grace period to get some protein, to get something in your system. You know, it's not just one thing that matters. It's more than just one thing. You know, we're building your system. We're talking about being healthy. We're talking about functioning. And in case you were to get COVID, okay, you have it, but you're not getting severe symptoms. You're not getting, you know, you're asymptomatic and you're not getting sick, taking vitamins. I recently made, for the first time ever, I bought vitamins. One a day is the brand, and I take two of them, two vitamins a day. And I'm doing that. I bought a Brita. So now I'm drinking clean and healthy water with this. You know, this is 32 ounces. And if my sources are correct, that's 4 cups. And so, you know, I drink maybe 2 of these, or, you know, it's not about, oh, I got to drink it. So I got to drink it fast. I got to get it. No, take your time with it. Just take your time, please. Take your time. You know, to get really good into, you know, functioning, your body being the best, you got to get sleep. You know, I've been able to get better sleep. You know, I've been waking up at 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning. You know, I've really been consistent with that. And eating right. I've been motivated more than ever to get in the kitchen to cook, not just going out and getting food, but to cook now. You know, it makes a really big difference financially, and you can learn more about yourself. You get to learn, you get to explore, you get to experiment, you know, with cooking. And oh, I guess I'm not really good at cooking. That I need some more practice on that. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. This right here, first try, I did that, you know. It's those type of things. Like, whatever you do, be aware that you're be aware and embrace not being the best in the beginning. Embrace failing, not failing, embrace messing up. Because the biggest failure you could ever do is to not start, you know? And you got sleep, you have diet, you have consistency at the gym. You just got to push yourself. Really, you got to push yourself. And sometimes, you know, that's from something internally, that's from someone else pushing us and giving us motivation. That's wherever you can get it from, hold on to it as much as you can. Okay? Hold on to it as much as you can. Because motivation, that confidence, it's key to keeping you going, to keeping you going on the right track, on your track. You know, when you're going to the gym, when you're working out, do it because you're doing it. Do it because you want to do it. Do it because you want to feel good, not because you want social media to embrace you, to like you, to nah. You want it to be, you're doing it because you want it, not someone else. Okay. And don't let social media influence you. I know social media is filled with influencers. They're all come and go. They're all copy and paste. Be you. Be you. And if you're not liking who you are right now, admit that. Embrace that. And make a plan to be better. You're not a bad person. You're just not who you want to be right now. There's nothing wrong with that. Embrace growing. Embrace setbacks. As soon as you can admit, failed that math test, I need to get it better. As soon as you can admit and not be defensive, okay, yeah, I do need to get better. I guess I'm not the best at everything. Okay, I'm gonna go early in the morning. I'm gonna go to the tutor. When you say it, and you believe it. You can get rid of that, man. That teacher don't know what he's doing, man. Damn. You know? Oh, man, they don't know. That's their fault. That's not mine. They should have told me that they should have told me the test wasn't until nobody told me just nobody told me we had to test it, you know? Like as soon as you admit your fault and your error, your ways, the quicker you can get to correcting them. Is what I'm saying. You know, it's not a 1 day journey. It's not a 7 day trial. It's not a 14 day trial. This is life. It's life. Self-improvement with your physical, going to the gym, eating right, eating better, cooking, you know, getting some rest mentally, you know. Talking things out, being mentally sharp, reading some books, reading. Avoid as much as you can, avoid the fake news. Avoid all of that. You know, believe what you're gonna believe. Believe what you want. Don't let other people influence you. Don't do that. Not let other people influence you. Don't fall into peer pressure. Don't fall into the pressure of social media. Don't do that. Emotional. What does that mean? Making decisions that's not off raw emotions. Man, that I'm about to go and get take it in. That really made me upset, but I'm okay. I'm a LeBron fan. You know how many times I had to see LeBron lose in the finals? Man, what? They had Steph, they had Klay, they had KD. Who's gonna beat that? We're good. He's okay. Well, when we're feeling indecisive, when we're feeling nervous, when you're feeling anxious. I am alive. I am healthy. I'm not injured. I'm not hurt. I'm okay. Take some time. Breathe a little. Breathe a lot, rather. Get into your zone before you make any irrational decisions. Decisions. You got it. You got it. One thing this pandemic has taught me, one thing this pandemic has taught me is that there are people who want it. There's people who are getting it. There's people who are getting it. And they're not letting a pandemic stop them. Still doing it in healthy measures, but they're not letting this pandemic stop me. They're not letting this pandemic stop them. I didn't let this pandemic stop me, and I'm not going to. You're gonna have to want it. You're gonna have to want it badly. Badly enough to get it. Okay? I believe in you. I hope everyone's been safe and sound in all ways. Okay. With that being said, let's go do a little recap. Okay. Getting to the gym or working out at home. I bought 2 20-pound dumbbells just so I can have stuff at home. So if the weather isn't looking nice, or if I don't have time to go to the gym, I can at least do something. So I got two 20-pound dumbbells. I bought me a Brita. Bought me a Gatorade bottle. I bought me some vitamins. I got me some protein powder. So now I'm making protein shakes. I bought some stuff. So now I can do more. So I can be better. That's important. This COVID stuff is serious. But if you want a fighter's chance, a Mike Tyson chance, you're gonna have to do things to put up a fight. And that starts with you and your health. We're all different. Our bodies are different. When we go into the gym, our bodies are different. We're born different. We're all different. Okay? Try as many things you can. See what works. See what doesn't. Avoid what doesn't. Use what works. Okay? I believe in you. Okay? This is me signing off, LA Khalil. This is an Into the Spotlight episode, not a real podcast. I know I don't have a spotlight. I didn't have enough to bring my original spotlight on the plane when I got here, but I'm gonna get a new one. Get another one. This has been Khalil. Love always, Khalil. Talk to y'all later. Peace.